I have a 13-year-old son, and his father passed away when I was 29. I'm 39 now. He was the love of my life. He had an aneurysm. He died when my son was 2 years old. So after he passed away, I couldn't beat New York anymore. I needed a change, and I came here October 13th, 2007, with one suitcase. I went, where do I go? First came out Idaho. I'm not going to lie to you, but I couldn't afford the airline ticket. So then I did it again. I went, Ohio. Here we come, Ohio. As soon as those airport doors opened and I saw myself in Ohio, I said, what have I done? Where am I? I came here with a dream to start over, just to reinvent myself. I wanted a business, but I was young. I remember calling a cab when those airport doors opened, and we ended up in a Howard Johnson's for 2 days. Got a paper, got an apartment. I lived in the West Side. The rent was very inexpensive compared to New York City. This is very cheap. Learned about thrift stores. We started getting things little by little. Job and Family Services helped us out. I found a job. I was sick for a while. Maybe this is, I don't know, one of the reasons that I got into chocolates. I had to find myself as far as I can't let no illness take over me. I was trying to look for something that made me happy. Not, I always make everyone happy, but I wasn't happy. I was ill. Maybe it was my childhood with my mom. Maybe it was that just getting out of an illness and just wanting to find a comfort. I love just to work with different types of chocolates and flavor them and do creations. And it's personal from me to you. That's what it is. It started out slow. I mean, it's not like I just got up one day and said, I'm going to start doing chocolates. I got my license June 1st, 2009 from Public Health. As soon as I got it in the mail, I was ecstatic. So there I started selling my chocolates. People fell in love with my chocolates. I go to bars, believe it or not. Phone Booth, Shark's Tank, Angie's, Tavern, Carpenter's, White Sales, Lefties. That's my way of earning money, is going out and promoting myself and selling my chocolates and introducing the flavor of the week or the flavor of the day. I go in with my tray, with my apron, and they know me all. And there's, what do you have today? Sea turtles, which is one of my number one sellers. And it's just something that I love to do because I like to see people smile. I consider them my family because they know me. They wait for me every week. If I don't show up twice a week, they worry about me. I mean, it's beautiful. I see Esther Price. She is my idol. I look at those commercials, and I'll go like a little girl like this. Wow. Look at all her beautiful stuff. You know, I stare at her picture a lot, though, when I go to Kroger's. She's on the refrigerator, of course. I'm sure you've seen the sticker. And I'll just stare there. I mean, people might think I have issues or something, but I'll just look at her and say, wow, Esther, you're gone. We all got to go, but you left something nice. I want to have all those varieties, but it takes time. I have a very small kitchen, and then I have two little kids running around me while I'm working, and I do struggle. I mean, I work from 6 in the morning till maybe 12 o'clock at night, 7 days a week. And it's a hard job. I love doing it, but it's just, I don't see the money. I'm a, like they say, they're starving artists. I am a starving chocolatier. If I should get to be able to have my dream come true, I want to sell wholesale. But everything local. Everything just to stay here. I'm happy here in Dayton, Ohio.